Okay, just wanted to say a little bit of a hesped for Rabbi Weinberg, something that I said when I was Menachem Avil by the brothers, by the children. So I said the following to them, that the first person who was involved in Kiruv was Avram Avinu. The Torah tells us, HaNefesh Asher Asu Becharam. That's how it describes Avram Avinu's Kiruv. The nefesh, the soul that they made in Choron. So that refers to the people they were makariv. Person's makariv, sounds like he makes them. The problem is, why does it say it in the singular? It should have said hanefashos. They made a lot of souls. They were makariv a lot of people. Why does it say in the singular? So the usual answer that's given is, when it comes to spiritual things, all souls are one. But that's not really true. That's only true of Jews. When it comes to non-Jews, right, there's still separation. And here we're talking about Avram Avinu being makariv non-Jews. There weren't any Jews yet. So we're back to the original question. Why does it say hanefesh, the soul, in the singular, when it should have said the souls? So I have two answers. They both go together, I think. One answer is that Avram Avinu was successful in being makariv hundreds of thousands of souls, because he was interested in being makariv even one soul. Because every person was important to him. And he wasn't looking just for numbers. It was worth to put in the effort for one person. Because of that, he was successful with thousands. Had it not been worth putting in the effort for one person, he would have been successful with nobody. Second answer I have, and again, they fit together. Avram Avinu felt that when he brought somebody else closer to God, it wasn't that person's soul that he was benefiting. It was his own soul he was making. Avraham Avinu felt that as long as there are people in the world that are not perfected, then I'm not perfect. There's something missing in my soul, because my soul is a part of everybody else's soul. And because of that, HaNefesh Asher Asu, which was the nefesh that they made, by making all those other people from, they made their own nefesh. Avram Avinu felt he was building himself. Because I'm incomplete if somebody else is incomplete. And because of that, he was successful. So that, I think, epitomizes Rabbi Weinberg, Eish HaTorah in general, Iyat. There's a concern for every individual. It's not numbers. When they started with a few individuals. And they built an empire. All over the world, right? But because they were interested in the individual, they were successful with the masses. Had they only been interested in the masses, they wouldn't have been successful with anybody. And they felt it as a personal mission, that it's not them that need help, but we're okay. If they need help, then we're not okay either. And if you feel it's a personal mission, you feel that you need help, you're imperfect. If there's other people imperfect, then you're successful and you do it the right way, because it's something that's tremendous need, a personal need. And then you're successful with other people. Those, I think, are the two qualities that make Eish HaTorah, which is Rabbi Weinberg, and should live for a long time, the Rebbetzin's mission in this world. Why they've been so successful, I think, is because of those two ideas. Okay. Tehei nishmaso tzur v'tzur achayim.